and a prison was set ablaze as fresh unrest rocked Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, on Thursday. All this after the shooting of protesters that drew international outrage. Amnesty International said Nigerian soldiers and police gunned down 12 peaceful protesters on Tuesday, while 56 have died overall across the country since demonstrations against police abuse and bad governance began on October 8th. The United States on Thursday condemned what it called excessive use of force by the Nigerian military, but Nigeria's army has dismissed as fake news reports that soldiers opened fire on demonstrators. Demonstrations erupted 2 weeks ago in Nigeria over brutality by the police's loathed Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS. The unit was disbanded, but protests quickly swelled into broader demands for reform. Fugitive U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden has been granted permanent residency in Russia, his lawyer said Thursday. Snowden is a former U.S. intelligence contractor who revealed in 2013 that the U.S. government was spying on its citizens. He has been living in exile in Russia since the revelations, although he has said he would like to return to the United States if the case against him is closed. Snowden is wanted in the U.S. on espionage charges after he leaked information showing agents from the National Security Agency, or NSA, were collecting telephone records of millions of U.S. citizens. Tonight, U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee, for the final debate before the November 3rd presidential election. The candidates will address the pandemic, race relations, climate change, and more. New to this debate, a mute button so that one candidate's mic will be muted when the other one is speaking. This is VOA News. The United States on Thursday welcomed Kyrgyzstan's detention.